Hey, you. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Listen, I know. It can be kind of taxing when you listen to some stuff. And then they're like, hey, can you send this to one person? But listen, we're helping people heal themselves, heal their trauma, accept themselves, love their smell, that too. Love themselves. And just go on to crush life and smile more. Don't you want to do that? Don't you want the world to do that? Could you imagine if everyone was happy all the time and they just followed the thing that made them the happiest, which coincidentally gave the most value to everyone as a whole? Whether it be cooking, painting, music, art, technology, engineering, like whatever. Isn't that a future worth investing in? Isn't that an attractive thought? Everyone being happy, everyone living their dreams. That's possible. I thought it wasn't possible for a very long time, but I know now, being able to do it for myself, okay, this is without a doubt 100,000% possible, and I'm making it happen. So if you want to help that, please send this right here, this episode, to one person you believe it'll help. One person you think might benefit from listening to it. One person you might be able to suck into our cause and make smile more, make laugh more, and make them enjoy their life more. Please, join the movement. Send this to one person. Thank you for listening to this episode. Peace, love, and light. Till next time. It's so amazing how everything, every perceived quote-unquote problem that you had before, when you enter a state of high vibration energy, it all just melts away, and the solution to basically everything just presents itself. It's so funny, so amazing. So let's get to the topic. How do you flirt? And more importantly, why can't you flirt right now? Be you a guy or a girl? What is stopping you from flirting with that person you like? Or that person you meet who's exciting and attractive? What the fuck is going on there? Why can't you just be witty and clever and funny and like amp up the emotions and amp up the energy and just keep feeling good and then move that toward sex or making out or just, you know, having a hug and just enjoying the conversation, enjoying it for what it was, or having a massage, right? How do you just enjoy it? How do you enjoy flirting, and why can't you right now? Flirting is a natural symptom. It's just a natural byproduct. It just makes sense to do when you're in a state of high vibration energy, when you accept yourself and love yourself. It's just natural. I flirt with everybody. It's just teasing. Like, it's just good energy. I'm just sending that to every single person I meet. Doesn't matter if you're an old lady, fucking homeless person, I'm going to get you laughing. I'm going to send you some good energy. And then at some point, if we talk long enough, I'm going to hear your dreams, what you want, and I'm going to change your fucking life. Okay? It's just a byproduct of who I am. It just radiates off of me. Every fucking scent, every word coming out of my mouth. Coming along. Right? Every word is charged with that high vibration energy. You just feel it. You get in sync to it. And you got two choices when you encounter that energy. One, you can accept it, let it land, and then participate. We co-create an awesome interaction, an awesome event, an awesome opportunity to have some fun, laugh, and enjoy life for what it is. Or you can block that shit, deflect it, and run away. And just be like, no, I want to be more trapped in ego, and I like my pain, and I like my misery, and I'm going to stay right here with my pain, because I love my pain, right? And then it's just, that kind of sucks, right? So when we can't flirt, when we feel stifled, when what's the perfect thing to say? I don't know what to say. Anxiety, anxious, nervous. That comes from not accepting ourselves and not loving ourselves, right? What does cool mean? As a side topic, what does cool mean? Cool is just accepting yourself and loving yourself, right? That's all that is. You're not worried about the perfect thing to say. You're just going to say what the fuck you want to say. Okay? And you're sharing good energy. Right? Worrying is a lower vibration feeling. It's a negative feeling. I'm not worried about what my next word in this podcast is going to be. It could be aliens. It could be peanut butter jelly time. It could be roses covered in wax lit on fire. That doesn't make sense, but it came out of my mouth. Was I worried about it? Nope. Wasn't worried. Do I have an intent for this podcast? Sure. It's to add value, add humor, and add good energy. But apart from just setting the intention, I let go of the intention. Right? It's like putting up a sail. The sail's up. I'm moving in that direction. But I'm not attached to the outcome. There could be a storm. There could be all kinds of shit happening. I'm not attached to it. I'm not worried about it. I set my sail. And now it's just going to carry me where I intended to go. And that's it. So if you can't flirt, it's because you haven't accepted yourself. And you haven't loved yourself for the awesome, amazing person that you are. And chances are, if you haven't accepted yourself or loved yourself, it's because you're holding on to past pain and trauma, right? I know me growing up, I was like experimenting with boys, right? From a really young age, right? I was curious about my sexuality. I was, and girls, granted. Man, I was making out with people, I was eating girls out at like fucking, like 6 years old, okay? And then I got fucking shamed by my dad. And it's not to be negative or attack him, right? It was just what he felt was the best thing to do at the time. I got shamed for that and whipped. And I was whipped for, you know, hanging out with both boys and girls. And spanked and just shamed. And felt like that's not acceptable. I have to hide that. I have to suppress that. And it fucked me up for a long time. So I didn't accept Dante. I didn't love Dante. There was something wrong with Dante. Dante had to be this way. Even though deep down I knew this is who I am, right? I don't, like, labels don't, like, you don't, like, nobody can put a label on me, right? You have to choose to accept labels. I've transcended labels. I'm just Dante. And a step back from that, I'm infinite consciousness. We're all source energy. I'm you, you're me. But sometimes that's a little much for just, you know, to just unload on people. So I prefer to just be Dante and enjoy the conversation and just flirt and tease and not just drop the bomb on every single person I meet. Most of the time, I just want to give good energy, give good vibes. Not everyone is ready to be unplugged. So now that I've accepted Dante and love Dante, I can flirt. It's amazing. And the right thing just happens to come out. If it doesn't, whatever, because I'm worried about having fun and enjoying the moment. And if someone doesn't vibe with it, it's a reflection of who they are. Good energy begets good energy. You give it, you're going to get it. You are it, you're going to attract it. So I'm not worried about flirting. God, worry. Just that word is out of my vocabulary. Nope, not worried about it. It just happens. It's a byproduct of accepting yourself. Big yawn. And loving yourself. You'll just do it naturally. It will just make sense to like, yeah. Right? You'll be in a serious conversation about some stuff. And then I'll get a little twinkle in my eye. That'll make it sexual, just to see how you react, just to tilt you a little bit and get you laughing and get you in the moment and out of your head talking about fucking whatever the fuck, right? Just laughing. That's like 90% of my state all day is just laughing. Ha, 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 ha. Right? Laughing. Feeling good. Feeling great. All right. That's it. And flirting is an aspect of that. So is connection. So is real conversation. So is being authentic. So is sharing. So if you can't do it, it's because you haven't accepted yourself and you haven't loved yourself, right? That's why. And if we bring awareness to the traumatic experiences that, you know, cause us some pain and cause us to suppress ourselves and repress ourselves, like me flirting with boys and girls and sleeping with boys and girls, or, you know, what's another big one, right? Fuck. I wrote like 2 pages worth of all my insecurities and all the things that I like self-attacked and self-hated, and I can't even remember most of them, which is a testament to how amazing I feel on a day-to-day basis. They're like a distant memory. But yeah, they're on the paper all across social media. If you go to my Instagram at @HITTDANTE, one of the last highlights, it says I am Dante, and it lists every single one of my past insecurities and traumas, which I have transcended, taking back my personal power. And now I feel great. And you can do that too if you do the same thing. But bringing awareness to what they are is 90% of the battle. Like literally. Just doing that, you'll feel infinitely better. And then releasing them, the 10%, well, If you want to know more about that, go to energyawarenesstraining.com. And there you go. There's some resources, personal coaching programs, if you're ready to take that to the next level. But apart from that, enjoy the free content, enjoy the free videos. That's what I'm here for, to help give you some relief, to help soothe that negativity and to heal you over time with free content. But if you're ready to change it and actually release that trauma immediately, right now, then you can dish out some funds to then get some healing. But you don't have to do that. I'm not pressuring you to do that. I think it's a decision for people who are ready. I think it's a choice to make if you're ready to do that. And apart from that, maybe you just want to plant some seeds. Maybe this is all just like, whoa, I don't know about that. Oh, it's a lot at once. That's okay too. You can just listen and keep listening for free and watching for free. Totally fine with that. So that's how you flirt. It just happens when you're in a state of high vibration energy. You're not worried about flirting, right? You're not worried about the right thing to say. You're more worried about what's the state of energy, right? And for me as well, what's the state of energy? How do I give this person good emotions? How do I make them laugh? Right? How do I add value? That's all I'm worried about. Good energy will come. I'm going to attract the right people. That's it. Not worried about it. It's just a law of the universe. So that's how you flirt. And that's why you can't flirt. And how do you change it? Heal your past pain and trauma. Accept yourself. And love yourself because you're amazing. Thank you for listening to this episode. Peace, love, and light. I'm going to see you. Oh, so soon. Tomorrow, actually. I'm going to see you tomorrow. Really soon. In the next one. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Dante's Inferno. I hope you enjoy.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.